Reno, Dakota, there's not an iota of kindness in you. You know you enthrall me, and yet you don't call me. It's making me blue. Pantone 292. Reno, Dakota, I'm reaching my quota of tears for the year. Alas and alack, you just don't call me back. You have just disappeared. It makes me drink beer. I know you're a recluse. You know that's no excuse. Reno, that's just a ruse. Do not play fast and loose with my heart. Reno, Dakota, I'm no Nino Rota. I don't know the score. Have I annoyed you, or is there a boy who, well, he's just a whore. I've had him before. It makes me drink more.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday night, and we're on the radio.
Woohoo!
It's early Friday morning here, actually.
It's all right. It is 12:01. It is technically Friday. TGIF, guys. TGIF. WOOT is another way of saying TGIF. Yeah. So we've just been out at the bar, the place where Hot Stuff and I met, actually.
What?
That's where we met, man.
We
met on the internet, I guess.
Yeah.
But the place where Hot Stuff had me go, it's where I had Shimei for the first time. Wow! I just sent Primavera Angel Hair the most confusing response ever. Just a single exclamation point, which, you know, to me probably indicate alarm. Anyway, went to Bukowski's and had some beers with Mr. Magnifico and a hot dog.
The beer didn't drink the beer. The hot dog didn't drink very much.
The hot dog didn't have much beer. Yeah, it had a little bit. It was like a beer brat.
Was it a beer brat?
Beer brat. Beer brot. It was bread made of beer in Germany.
I'm having to close all these windows because I had to do some animation for a super secret thing we added.
Woo!
I don't actually know if we've added it. Hold on, I need to go actually let Mr. Magnifico into the house.
Yeah, we got Mr. Magnifico into the house. Sorry, we're late, and also I'm drunk.
Candleshire is in chat.
I'm not that. Whoa, Candleshire is in chat?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm gonna have to be all like, I'm gonna send Candleshire a single exclamation point, exclamation point, as it were. Delicious beers at Bukowski's. Riff had a Tom Collins.
Yep.
And a Tom Cullen, MOON. That spells Tom Cullen. let's see. Anything. Anything exciting happened since the last time we did a show from Fuzzle Faggot Ridge?
The expansion to World of Warcraft came out.
Which explains why Xenophobe is not on the radio tonight.
That's true.
Did he
get his expansion?
No, I don't know, actually.
I've got a
presumably,
it.
Yeah, he would have pre-ordered that shit. We didn't talk to him. We also don't really have the technical capacity at this point to get him on the show, so you guys are just going to have to deal with me and Riff and Hot Stuff, and you'll like it. When I was a kid, my radio shows just had me and Riff and Hot Stuff on them. Uphill both ways, and we liked it.
That's right.
You know, uphill both ways doesn't make any topological sense, but against the wind both ways works, because the wind can change.
It just means you have to take a different way home.
No, you could live on one of those, like, M.C. Escher staircases. You could live on one corner and your school's at the other corner, so it is uphill both ways.
All right. You guys are so right. I'm clearly defeated in this argument.
Just imagine like a coil, like a four sides of that in a totally normal arrangement, and there's an elevator between the high point and the low point.
Yeah.
So it is uphill both ways.
But you got to, why would you have taken the elevator down?
To get to your school.
But then that wasn't uphill.
No, it was. It was uphill because there were like spikes,
like one way tire spikes.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
For people.
Only for people. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe this is why no one else survived your town.
Yeah, it was weird. Anyway, let's see. So we got
some questions.
We do. Are you sure?
Yes.
Sorry. We just got here, and we are therefore not particularly prepared.
Nicodemus says that the crackpot mystic says he still doesn't know where the inexplicable door is, even though he's now right next to it, and suggests that maybe we could fix up the dialogue.
No, that's just because he's that's how senile he is. Candleshire sent a PM and said, "What's up, Jick? I got drunk and remembered I used to play this game." What did Candleshire do? He did something that he
pissed somebody off.
Posted the entire UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights in chat
or something like that. Yeah,
that was great. He had that awesome beard guy avatar.
Yeah,
who was that guy that had that avatar of the Japanese guy from the shampoo commercial that turned into a mummy and then turned into a robot?
Oh,
Rong Shui.
Yeah.
That avatar was awesome. I don't remember if the guy was awesome or not.
I only ever saw him in the custom forums, avatar, which was of a similar vein, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah. Shikame says, "I would like to hear For the Longest Time by Billy Joel." That was on the 15th. I wonder who he was talking to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Furtawoon says, "How about combining the Twinkly Wads for something now that the mysterious guy is gone again? Twinkly plus star equals Twinkle Twinkle Little Star reference." I'm afraid that if you made one of those, you would not know where it was.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, and so it would just be gone. Plus, that's three things. The universe does not work in such a way that you can put three things together.
Not without some sort of intermediary step.
Yep. Like Three Musketeers, that was actually two guys that were brothers, and they added a third guy on. But they were a unit to begin with.
They were eunuchs to begin with?
They were.
Why did...
I don't know. Like they just stopped using Macs and switched entirely to Unix. Ferdowun also says, "How about combining a basic meat sword with a bottle of used blood to make a rare meat sword?" Well, bottles of used blood are way too common. With only medium abilities. Bum-bum. Well done, he says. Hogula says, "Hey, have you ever considered making pickpocketing an auto-attack option?" And then he says, "Pickpocketing would make an awesome auto-attack option." And then he says, "There should be an auto-attack option, and name the gift shop guy." Because that's how it is. Psycho says, "Why won't Innobox make grease guns?" Why won't Innobox make grease guns? Does that require skill?
I don't remember.
Maybe it does. If so, that's why.
Is Innobox hard-coded, or does he just look at the...
No, Innobox can't make anything that requires a skill.
Right, but I mean, are the recipes he can make hard-coded, or does he just pull from the list?
No, Innobox can't make anything that requires a skill. Whether or not a recipe requires a skill is now in the recipe table, so he cannot make anything that requires a skill.
So he's not hard-coded?
He's not hard-coded.
Okay, that is all you had to say.
But you know that, man. You use the spindlers.
I don't know how Innobox is coded. Why you gotta be a hater?
I don't know. Why you gotta be such a bad employee who doesn't pay attention to stuff, or...
Oh, please.
Not be a homo.
Please. Please.
Naga, please. Yeah, well, it's official. I've spent too much time with Hot Stuff, and we've begun making exactly the same dumb jokes. What was it? Oh, the wasabi fava beans. One of Hot Stuff's roommates had some wasabi fava beans, and we both immediately made the exact same. You could eat someone's wasabi liver with those and a nice wasabi Chianti. Wasabi Chianti would be good.
Grease gun does not require a skill.
It would just totally not. Won't Innobox make grease guns?
I don't know.
What are they, what's in a grease gun?
White Citadel burger and a cardboard crossbow.
Where's Innobox?
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
What? All right, so I got to make myself what's a muscle sign? Mongoose is a muscle sign. Luckily, I got Mr. Mag here to actually know stuff about the game. All right, then I go to the plains. That's really inside a grassy knoll. Go to Innobox. Tell him that I want to combine this cardboard crossbow with this White Citadel burger.
Best narration
and
ever.
And he makes a grease gun. So, yeah, the answer to why won't Innobox make grease guns, Psycho,
is because you didn't have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's because you apparently don't know how to make a grease gun. Yeah. Max Vance says, I just did a 100% comic chameleon run, but on my Ascension history, it shows up as 12% astral badger. I think it tracks whatever familiar the chameleon mimics the most, not that you are using a chameleon. Bug or feature? It's a bug. I thought that I did that.
Yeah, apparently right now the only way to do the chameleon run is to never have it actually eat anything.
Yep.
Which kind of sucks.
But it's also kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome to have to do yet another rock run because you can't code things right.
Yeah, that's me.
That's awesome.
Okay. 12% astral badger seems really high, though. It's one of... Oh, wait, no, I guess if you choose what...
Right.
If you choose what it... Never mind.
You're having
for a doppelshifter, 12% astral badger would seem really high, but...
Does the doppelshifter show up as the thing?
The doppelshifter does work now, I believe. I believe there are 100% doppelshifter runs, but the way the chameleon was coded was slightly different, so I keep forgetting to look at it. So yeah, I'll make an announcement when that's fixed, so don't try and do any 100% comic chameleon runs until then. Hogula says, don't forget to upload tonight's Fuckslit. Oh, and sorry if Gleeb's already sent you that. I saw him mentioning that he did, but since it didn't get read, I figured it got flushed because the show ended and all. Yeah, no, I don't ever forget to... Actually, I don't remember if I uploaded last.
We did?
Because
I had to do the bitrate conversion.
Oh, yeah. Right, because I didn't want to pay another $14 for the MP3 converter. So we're going to have to do the same thing again.
Yeah.
It's going to go in as December 0th, 1986.
You should give me the file before you send it to the
website. Oh, really?
Website.
Too bad that everybody in this house uses goddamn Macs, so we can't actually share any files.
Samba?
Yeah, it's not running on anything. I came here and they were like, hey, guy who's here visiting, why not connect to our awesome file share and download all kinds of movies and video games and stuff? And I'll be all like, okay, how do I connect to that? And they're like, well, you just point your Unix NFS FTP kernel.
What's your computer name?
To what, this computer's named Thufir.
It's on. I can connect to it.
Oh, really? Can you?
I can.
Well, maybe I'll share some files, and then you can. Yeah. So, all right, Hot Stuff's going to convert the issue tonight, and
oh, I say that, and it just sits here and spins.
Yep, it sits and spins just like your mom when she's on a sit and spin. Did you have a sit and spin when you were a kid?
I did.
Sit and spin was fucking.
They
awesome.
Were fun. Yeah. I got sick once.
Oh,
you should.
Yeah?
You really should not do it for like an hour at a time.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
I miss that about being a kid. Just being able to spin for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what? Now I miss that about being like a freshman in college. Even as a freshman in college, I would do that thing where you grab a girl's hands across your wrist, and then you like lean back and you spin around in a circle
until she passes out, and then you have sex with her.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's like cheaper than roofies.
Yeah, I don't think you have sharing turned on your computer.
You don't think I have Sharon turned on my computer?
Sharon.
Like Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
I don't want her turned on.
Really?
Yeah, she's already just all over me. She's totally not. Did you ever watch The Osbournes?
I watched like one or two episodes.
Yeah, so did I. Hogula says, I know I suggested an ultra-rare in the haunted bedroom that's actually a bed, but I just thought of something. It could drop a lame ghost costume, a sheet with two holes that, due to being made out of an actual sheet, is actually pretty spooky. Wait.
Doesn't the matrimonial sheet only need one hole, though?
What is it? Isn't that some real specific kind of Jew that does that?
I don't think it was... I thought it was any... No, I don't think so. I don't think it was specific kinds of Jews.
I'm pretty sure it's some specific kind of Jew that has to have sex through a hole in a sheet.
I think he might be right.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it was some sort of, like, Spanish thing, like some sort of...
Some sort of Spanish fly?
How can
some
we look this up?
Some sort of Spanish Inquisition? You weren't expecting that, were you?
How do we... Okay, sex...
Sex through a hole in a sheet.
Hole in a sheet. Google knows all. Urban legends. Do Orthodox Jews have sex through a hole in a sheet? That is the first question.
Wasn't that a Philip K. Dick novel?
The first question, or the
no? Do Orthodox Jews have sex through a hole in a sheet? Long enough to be the title of Tiny Plastic Sword says, are choice adventure frequencies affected by things that make combat or non-combat encounters
false.
More or less likely?
Snopes. False.
What, really?
Yeah. Huh. None of the three branches of Judaism require this of their adherents at all. Yeah, I had never
so,
heard
so,
that.
So Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, that was all wrong.
Yes.
But no, he thought that, but then it turned out to be bullshit in that episode. I totally forgot. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Tiny Plastic Sword, to answer your question, he says, for example, if I have a Ring of Conflict on, will I now be more likely to get a choice adventure? In other words, are choice adventures considered non-combat adventures for the purposes of plus or minus effects on combat or non-combat encounter frequency? Sorry for the long question. Sincerely yours, a naked Jew. Oh, that explains it. It was basically not a long question, but the same very simple short question phrased in four different ways. But yeah, so basically, choice adventures are rewards for non-combat. Excuse me. I think I'm done now. All right. So there are non-combat adventures that the reward is a choice adventure. In the same way that there used to be non-combat adventures that the reward was a monster, which was how combat adventures came to exist. Wow. You know, that's weird. I wonder how. I don't remember how I changed that.
What do you mean?
Because that would have been something that I would have had to have done all at once. I would have had to put all the adventure locations into that new table.
Maybe there was only one monster.
No, there were more than one monster. Maybe I wrote a query that did it for me. I bet that's what happened. I bet I automatically generated those based on the data that I had. Yeah, so yes, choice adventure counts as a non-combat because a choice adventure is actually spawned by a non-combat adventure that does nothing except redirect you to the choice. And sit in my list of things that need art until I finally made a thing called noart.gif in addition to nopic.gif.
Because pics and art are different things.
Well, nopic shows up in the list when it's like, all right, what adventures do I have that need pictures? And if I have something that you never see but just redirects to a choice adventure, it doesn't have a picture, but it doesn't need a picture because no one will ever see it. So it has noart, which I think is just art with like a circle and a slash through it. I actually drew it.
Museum of Fine Pics. The National Gallery of Pics. we have to come up with a hole in the museum structure for this.
A hole in the museum structure.
Yeah, apparently Jews have to
so
have
the
sex
Jews
with
can
it.
Have yeah sex with the museum.
Talk about love and history.
Enemy Lasagna says, will you make it so mysticality classes have an intrinsic plus their level divided by something for spell damage? More differentiation, which I think is differentiation. Very improperly conceived. We tried that. It was tested as a combat tweak, but Dev was like, no, you're a homo. So I was like, oh, all right. I guess I won't consider that. So yeah, blame it on the dev team, especially JLE. Oatgan says, did gnomes write the store text for the Tiny Plastic Naga? The store text for the Tiny Plastic Naga.
There are some also GN jokes in the asymmetric store Naga thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, the asymmetric store.
Yeah.
Who did write that?
Josh.
Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah. I was just joshing when I was talking about...
I see. Yes, okay. Yes. Yes, they did. I didn't even read that. I put it up.
Wow.
That's how much I trust faith. Mr. Skullhead. Yep. He could have put, Jake is some kind of jerk, and you should steal from him, and I would have just put it up there. Everyone would have believed that I thought that, and they would have stolen from me, because everybody does exactly what Mr. Skullhead says all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Zumbini666 says, Jif... I would like to add my voice to those calling for a Merkin. My research professor, who just kicked me out of grad school, is named Merkin, and would give me a devilish amount of pleasure to see his name used in its proper context. I don't believe in that.
Oh, please. Just dict it.
Dict it? No. A pubic wig. But that's according to Urban Dictionary. It was spelled wrong when I looked it up before. See, it's not in Merriam-Webster.
At all.
Correct. M-E-R-K-I-N says it's in Merriam-Webster unabridged, but since they changed to that bullshit that
There's a whole Wikipedia article about it with a picture.
With a picture?
Yes. Yes.
No,
well,
no,
that is, in fact,
a pubic wig worn by prostitutes after shaving their genitalia to eliminate lice or to disguise the marks of syphilis. Good call, prostitutes.
False hair for the female pudinda.
There's a picture of a mock merkin used at Burning Man. Yet another reason to not go to Burning Man.
And why would you mock a merkin?
To kill a merkin bird? Bahu says, okay, so we steal things from pockets, which you usually can't see because the creatures are all drawn terribly. Could you explain where I'm stealing from this suspiciously well-drawn white snake? His pocket.
Yeah, snake's pockets.
I would also like to request that we get a chance to steal the bucket from the wine tasting. There's a large quantity of gently used wine we are allowing to go to waste there. I actually saw a guy... The only time I ever went to a wine tasting, which was not so much a wine tasting as a just a party where a bunch of employees of Trader Joe's had somehow conned the manager into letting them take a bunch of wine from Trader Joe's for free so that they could have a tasting.
No, thanks.
No. Hot Stuff's roommate has just come in to talk about merkins. He's a Wikipedia editor. It's his fault that there's that stuff about Burning Man in the merkin entry. Yeah. Yeah, he felt maybe slighted that we weren't talking to him because he didn't realize that we were. No, you also steal it from the snake's pockets and all right. This was fucking gross. I was at this party at this guy's house. And this guy, I think he's in, I actually believe that this guy is in jail now because he got so many DUIs that they eventually just threw him in jail for like several years. But yeah, he was somebody had thrown all this biscotti into the spit bucket also. So he not only drank out of the spit bucket, but he also ate some biscotti that was pulled out of the spit bucket.
Ugh. That is disgusting.
Yeah, no, it really was. And that guy got laid all the time, too, with, like, actually attractive girls, and that made me very angry. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe he got syphilis because he was fooled by the merkins. Enemy Lasagna says, packaging peanuts aren't useless. I hooked mine together to make a sort of sword. Okay, so it fell apart whenever I used it, but it was still a sword. Did Enemy Lasagna get a Feelies pack?
Awesome. I don't know.
They were all sent out to real names, which...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but did any of them go to England?
Yeah, like, several went to England.
Really?
Yeah.
Of the ones we sent?
No, Zlania took them with her when she went to England.
Oh, right. I forgot. She took 10 packs to sell in England.
Well, plus
and,
she also
right?
took the ones that and were my, ordered
And my wife, my wife did actually confirm that Enemy Lasagna was there at KOL London, so he must have picked one up.
Plus we had orders from England that she took with her. So we didn't have to ship them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, the pre-orders.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow, she's pretty clever.
Yes.
She's going to be back in the she's going to be back at the office like tomorrow.
Really?
Tomorrow or the next day? Yeah. So.
Huh.
I was reassured that all K-mail would be answered by the end of tomorrow.
Okay.
So, anybody who donated and hadn't gotten it processed yet, or whatever. Zlaya's going to be done having her fun in Amsterdam and back in the saddle tomorrow or the next day. So,
although being in a saddle can be fun. Just saying.
Yeah. ACM says, okay, somehow I'm feeling in the dark. You're in Boston, then headed to London, and you're doing work and broadcasting radio along the way. But what is taking you across the pond? Well, an airplane. You guys chat as though we listeners know all about this, but I swear you never said what the drive was. Work, play, other, the lure of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge? Of course, speaks for itself. Yeah, no, okay. So we came to Boston. The sort of nominal excuse for coming to Boston was the MIT Mystery Hunt, which we did. What did it turn out? We came in fourth?
Fourth-ish.
Third-ish, according to Sorab here, and we were ahead for a long time, and then yeah. Hot Stuff got super pissed at about 3 in the morning on Friday, because everybody was like, it's 3 in the morning and time to go to sleep, and he was like, what are you, some kind of jackass? This happens every year, we're in the lead until all you jackasses go home, and that is kind of exactly what happened. Yeah, we were in the lead until everybody went home to get some sleep.
Yeah.
And then lost that ground and never got it back.
I don't understand why people can't take the 15-minute nap and be equally refreshed.
I don't know, Edison. Yeah, not everybody is insane like Hot Stuff. As far as the London trip, I don't know. I've never been off the continent, and there, you know, I want to go see Faustus Pringle, which I do. We're probably gonna forget.
Jick is incontinent.
And yeah, so it just kind of happened. There was KOL London and the Mystery Hunt at the same time, but then we were like, we also want to go to London, and then we, you know, so it just kind of turned into this this big trip. Fusiliban is asking, he's saying, "Oh, I get it. You still live at the Poetic Justice League," but no, the Poetic Justice League was Hot Stuff's faggoty name for his last house.
Yeah, no, I moved from Sparkle Motion to the Poetic Justice League now to
Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
So. Vaginal Blood Fart says, I was listening to Monday's show, and it seemed like Hot Stuff was expressing himself much more clearly than usual, less non sequiturs, more funny, etc. Then it occurred to me, you're at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, the source of all of his power. Run, Jick, run, before he devours you and assumes your identity. And by identity, I mean wife, if you know what I mean. Also, save Riff 2. We like him.
Why would I assume your wife? I assume your wife.
I assume.
Noob says, can we have a / debate channel or a / rant where we can cut loose with no mods? Once you get banned for life, you can only talk in that channel. You can. It's called / clan.
Can you? You can't talk in clan when you're banned.
No, but you can't get banned if you only talk in clan.
Unless you are clanmates with mods.
Yeah, but I don't think any of the moderators moderate their own clan chat, do they?
Probably only if they're jerks.
Because they shouldn't. Only if they're jerks. And none of our mods are jerks.
There you go. Therefore, no. You can also just be in a clan by yourself. Then you're guaranteed not to be banned. Unless you are a moderator who bans yourself.
That's true. You're also guaranteed never to have any friends. If all you do is chat with yourself and yourself alone online all day. It'll be like that movie where Whoopi Goldberg is on the phone the entire time, and then it turns out the phone isn't plugged in.
But that was a movie?
Yeah, apparently.
Really?
It was like called The Telephone or something.
Do you know that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy?
The Merkin.
That was creepy to me. When you found out that the whole time he's been typing nothing but all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. That's a creepy revelation.
Yeah, that is pretty creepy. Madeline says, I'm bored, leak some NS13 content. Done. Yeah. Sorry about that. Those 30 or 40 of you who saw that and then had it taken away from you.
Castrated, as it were.
Dan Bob says, I think the idea of the trader was brilliant. There are many ways you could implement him successfully to sync all sorts of stuff. Have him rotate daily what he's looking for. On some days, make him looking for some hairly fevy, by which I mean some fairly heavy amount of useless wads, 100 or so, so you can sync all the items people complain about, like Nobgoblin scimitars. Or have him looking for Nobgoblin scimitars some days. Syncing random equipment that smashes into twinkly wads is not a bad thing. No, it's certainly not. And I think overall there are probably fewer items in the game as a result of us having rolled that dude out than if we hadn't. Although, I don't know. How many wads did he want for one of those things? 10?
10.
So there are 150,000 more wads than there were.
Right.
Right.
So approximately 350,000 were created.
Okay. So since there are 20,000 or so of those items in it, I'm really surprised at how low that is, actually. When I went to look at how many of those there were, and I really wonder the next time he comes in, you know, if people are going to be like, oh man, this is only here for one day, I better get a lot more of them.
And when he's permanent, people are going to be really pissed.
Yeah, and then when we leave him in for 6 weeks, everybody's going to be like, oh, damn it. Yep.
Why is a Naked Jew quoting that had puzzle, but with punctuation, so it's not really a puzzle? Have you seen that before?
Yeah. Yeah, the Tom where Bill had the teacher's approval.
Yeah. Which you can kind of extend indefinitely.
No, not really.
Sure. Keep just between each set of quotes, just keep. You can, I mean, like, instead of, okay, so Tom, where Bill had been incorrect. You know,
yeah,
like,
but you can't do it in a way that makes sense.
Well, but you're talking about something
incorrect. You could say, Tom, where Bill had the teacher's approval.
But you had,
where Bill had the teacher's approval.
But you, the idea
had
is
had
the
teacher's approval.
Is the uninterrupted hads, though.
Well, right. No, I know, but I'm saying that's, I think, as far as you can go with that. There was the buffalo thing, which was...
I don't think I've seen
that. I mean, it relied on using buffalo as a verb, and as an adjective and as a noun, like buffalo from buffalo, buffalo, buffalo from buffalo, you know, like...
I see.
But I can't... Somehow there were more than five of them, and I don't remember.
Huh.
Enemy Lasagna says, any news on the documentary? I don't know. As we're on our little haphazard pilgrimage here, so is the guy who was doing the documentary. I believe
New
he got...
New Zealand or something?
Yeah, he went to New Zealand for some reason. Maybe to hang out with Peter Jackson. Talk about...
Because Peter Jackson hangs out in New Zealand.
Well, they were making the deal for the, you know, giant, epic, cinematic fantasy... movie of Kingdom of Loathing directed by Peter Jackson.
Oh, right.
he was going to pitch that.
Nice.
So yeah, presumably the 10-minute cut is done because he had to turn it in at the end of the semester.
Could we put the animation somewhere as a trailer?
I wouldn't want to do that without his approval.
No, I know. We need to get approval, but I mean, because that'd be kind of a fun thing, even if it's up for a month without...
Yeah, because that animation is fucking awesome. We need to show Mr. Mag that before.
Except for the narration.
Yeah, Riff doesn't like the narration because Riff did the narration and is unsatisfied with it. IZB37 says, sorry, I know this has probably been asked a lot, but how long would you guesstimate it to take until NS13 rolls out? Oh, and Riff equals rock.
Woo!
A while.
It is my hope that we will come close to completing it. Or actually complete it while we're in London.
It is your hope that, yeah.
That is my hope.
I'm guessing that in a week we will have the level 11 quest ready for dev to test. I've said this before, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, it just...
I've been cracking the whip, though.
Have you?
Well, by sleeping.
By sleeping and playing World of Warcraft? That's what you consider cracking the whip?
He's been ghostwriting the whip.
You gotta admit, though, work is being completed.
Ghostwriter? Motorcycle Hero?
Hmm.
Have you ever heard that REM song?
No.
It's this just really ridiculous REM song about Ghost Rider.
When does that movie come out?
Oh, I don't know. Who plays him?
Nick Cage, I think.
Huh. And his son, Kal-El.
What about a Ghost Knight Rider?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Some sort of phantom car.
And he spends the entire movie playing that Atari 2600 game Knight Driver.
That was hard. When it got really fast.
That game was hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why anyone would ever... Like, my dad bought that game for the Atari 2600.
We bought it, yeah.
We had it. Like, yeah, it was like, what? Why? I just don't... Wasn't there a two-player mode?
I don't remember.
I feel like there was a competitive two-player
mode. There might
have been. And you steered with that...
But, I mean, that was back...
You steered
like,
with that paddle?
Yeah, I was going to say, that reminds me in some ways of the Wii, in the sense that, like, it was a very non-standard interface for that...
There was also this game called Star Master that it had like a 9-key keypad that you had to buy to play it. Yeah, and it had this overlay for the 9-key keypad that was like the different functions of your spaceship, like the, you know, short range scan, long range scan. It was like,
have you ever played the sequel Stairmaster? It just seems like it never ends.
It's just a pair of eyes on the screen that never blink, so you always lose. Starmaster was fun, though.
What was the point of Starmaster?
Okay, so you know the old mainframe Trek game, right?
Very.
Okay, so there was an Atari port of that called Stellar Track, like T-R-A-C-K. Obviously, no. Yeah. So that one was it was pretty much just a port of Trek, and then Starmaster was, I think, an effort to make it a little bit more accessible. It actually had sort of first person space scenes where you had you were like flying from one point to another point, and on the way you would either have to like avoid asteroids sort of in like first person where you were steering through the belt, or you'd have to shoot enemies that were shaped like horseshoes. Or maybe they just were horseshoes. Maybe it was like Firefly, where horseshoes were important even though they had faster than light travel. They don't have faster than light travel in Firefly. Oh wow! So there are actually hundreds of years between each episode.
No, I mean they're within one solar system during the whole show.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. It's the outer planets and their moons.
No.
Yeah. It's a different star system, but it's the same.
What? No, that's ridiculous.
There's 20 or 30 planets in that star system.
Okay, that's absurd.
No.
That's absurd. That is not even possible.
20 or 30 planets in a star system?
20 or 30 planets that are all within a narrow enough band of distance from the sun to sustain Earth-like life.
Sure they are. Sure it is. A lot of it... Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of them are moons.
So why don't they have more than one sun?
What do you mean, why don't they have
one of which is a gas giant, one of which is the sun. Also, why aren't gas giants suns? That just wouldn't work. There's just no way.
Okay.
So you're saying that we could terraform, like, Uranus.
Or a moon of one of the, like, Jupiter.
How? It's negative a million fucking degrees all the time. Well, you live in Boston, so I guess that's... What? Now I'm angry at the implausibility of this.
That, I don't...
The moons are really hot. Io is burning hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, like... I'm not convinced that you're aware of the atmospheric conditions on the moons of Saturn and Jupiter intimately.
Now, dude, I've read the whole 2001 series.
Ah, I see.
You would have to turn Jupiter into a sun if you were going to do anything like that.
Why?
Because that's what the monoliths did. They know everything, dude. 1x4x9. They know everything.
I'm gonna beat you with a bone.
See, then you win. Balance Tour says, I think the misshapen animal skeleton needs a second familiar item that requires collecting another 100 bones. It'd be a really nice item.
Stay tuned.
Dive Vernon says, you should be able to encounter more special occurrences in the NetHack dungeon, such as Sokoban or a leprechaun hall. I'm sure Xenophobe would be excited about adding even more NetHack stuff into the game.
I was going to say, like, a Sokoban room would be kind of fun. A little
Sokoban minigame?
Yeah, a little applet.
I mean, it would be exactly as fun as Sokoban is in the real NetHack, which is to say, not even a little bit.
I like Sokoban. But maybe it could be an actual little randomly generated game.
Right. Randomly generated Sokoban.
Well, okay.
It could start with the win condition, and then they pull everything back.
There you go.
Well, I wonder. I bet you could make some really, really hard Sokoban puzzles. By doing that. You wouldn't be able to consistently make them really hard, I guess, but I bet you could generate some that were really just incredibly convoluted and difficult to do. They wouldn't have unique solutions, would be a problem.
They might.
Well, okay, yeah, they might, but they probably wouldn't.
That's probably true.
Walla Walla 23 says, do the tiny plastic rares run on a weird system, or is there a one in whatever chance of them appearing? I don't think it's that spoilery to say that, yes, there is just a one in whatever chance of them appearing. 001 says, gentlemen, I am turning 21 on Friday. What should I do first? And what crazy things did you guys do on your 21st birthdays? I went to Las Vegas with my parents. That's how wild and crazy I was.
That does sound crazy. 21st birthday.
I don't even remember my 21st birthday.
I bought a can of Japanese beer. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I've never had a Japanese beer that I've
It had a really interesting shaped can, though. That was why I bought that particular beer.
Was it like
beer.
The Sapporo or something? Yeah. Or the weird like can that was bulky at the bottom?
Yeah.
Did you drink before your 21st birthday?
Not often. I never really developed a taste for it. Although I'm liking the Tom Collins.
Huh.
Is Tom Collins's...
A friend of mine had a 21st birthday down in Washington, D.C. I think I was 22 or 23 at the time. And so I decided that that was going to be my unofficial 21st birthday because I didn't really get drunk on mine. And I went down there and I got probably drunker than I've ever been in my entire life.
Even at that bachelor party where you were taking pictures?
The bachelor party was... Oh, well, yeah, one of those two times was when I got... was the most drunk.
Or what about after you came back from driving everybody back and forth to the costume party?
No, that I don't think that one counts. The time that I went down to Washington, D.C., I drank... I must have had probably 10 or 12 drinks, and they were all really strong over the course of the evening. In that particular case, the whole room was spinning around really quickly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could have sworn I wasn't drunk at the time.
I don't think the room was actually spinning.
No, really, spinning.
Huh.
Yeah.
You should have asked for a different room.
Well, yeah. Well, I was too drunk to ask, you see.
I see.
Problematic.
I don't know, 001. We took my wife out for her 21st birthday, like, 10 days ago, and she got puking drunk at a restaurant.
It was fun, though.
We had fun. She had a good time. And it was they were very discreet about it, and nobody was embarrassed or upset.
Until, of course, you just mentioned it on radio.
Oh, of course. let's see. Fred Levi says, a cardboard wakizashi? Shouldn't that be an offhand item and not a weapon? Well, you could use it as a weapon. You know, you can put it in your offhand if you have dual wield.
There's some sort of bonus, right, with that and some other weapon. People have figured that out, right?
Is there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is.
Did we put that in?
Yeah, I think so.
That crazy synergy?
Yeah.
The Devirginizer says, any possibility of a hungry, hungry hippo familiar who works like a hobo but with food instead of booze? That was one of the early quests.
Yeah.
Probably if it hadn't been the deep fat fryers, it would have been the feeders of the hungry, hungry hippo.
We've recently implemented the system to know whenever to mark all the items in the game that are spherical.
Oh yeah,
so we could still do that.
Eat things that were round. Yeah,
no particular reason. We just like to know the shapes of things to come.
I'm honestly not sure that for the purposes that we did that it was actually necessary.
That it was worthwhile.
It took you a couple hours, and now we know in case we ever need it for anything.
I mean. If we ever decide to port the game to Chinese, that'll be very important.
And why is that?
They have different modifier words for different classes of objects. So, like, things with handles have a particular kind of modifier word.
Really?
Round things. And yeah, flat things that, like... I don't actually know Chinese, right? So, like, the part of this is
what generalization based on watching a lot of Firefly.
I took a term of Chinese, so, like, from what I remember. But, yeah, so, like, I think there's, like, 215, 220 different modifier words that apply to different classes of objects. But, yeah, things with handles, I remember being in one of the classes, and I'd be like, wow. So, like, a teacup is different, has a different word than, like, a glass.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Interesting. Not that we're likely to translate.
Do words
the game
have genders in Chinese?
I don't recall there being genders, but you know, I didn't do very well in the class. So Chinese, by the way, is hard.
Sinead O'Collander says, "Is there a reason I can't put my flask of peppermint schnapps in my display case? I would bug it, but I'm not sure if it's a bug. I'd really love to put it in my collection if possible. It's a quest item.
Yeah.
So, nope."
I thought it was pretty explicit when you tried to put a quest item. Oh, because it doesn't show up on the list.
Yeah.
So that's why people... Okay. Yeah. If you tried to put it in there, it would very clearly say that it's a quest item, but the only way that you could actually try is if you were hacking the game. So, sorry.
RedMage13 says, just pointing out a small grammar mistake in the strange leaflet. One part reads, A nearby branch holds a small bird's nest, and a soccer ball and a bowl of petunias are wedged in the branches, both out of your reach. The first "and" shouldn't be there, and there should be a comma after "ball." No. No, it shouldn't. That's not incorrect at all. Okay, you, Red Mage 13, are reading it as though a nearby branch holds a small bird's nest, a soccer ball, and a bowl of petunias, but that's not what the sentence actually is. A nearby branch holds a small bird's nest. Period.
Well, yeah, one.
A soccer ball and a bowl of petunias are wedged in the branches, both out of your reach. Yeah. So it's basically just a comma, you know, putting two sentences together instead of it being two short sentences.
Agreed.
So, riff for the win.
Woo! I've been saying woo a lot.
My awesome grammar technique is unstoppable!
Booyah!
So you switch from woo to booyah?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Are all of your phrases going to rhyme with boo and woo? Are you going to start saying moo now?
Would you say that booyah rhymes with woo?
Boo and woo.
Well, okay, but... Hot Stuff doesn't understand how rhymes work. Maybe you should have added a poetry major to your wussy liberal arts degree. Pachinkoid says, "Hey, Jay et al., how about sorting familiars by kills after experience so the ones we actually use are at the top?" Don't those go up at kind of the same...
Well, except for one gets reset every ascension.
Oh, okay.
You see what he's saying?
Right, yeah. Yeah, okay. Answer a question while I do that.
All right. Do items and effects that boost item drop rates increase the chance of successful pickpocketing too? From Suffering Stevens.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
We don't know.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna say one way or the other.
Just so you better not have.
Well, you said answer a question. You didn't say answer it with spoilery details. Prenequeezer says, Schlitterbahn. Just last week I was in Texas, and I drove right by that place. My wife grew up around there and also talks about it frequently. So, have you ever been there, Riffle Spee?
Say it again.
To Schlitterbahn?
No.
It's kind
of some
sort
of water park of doom or something.
It sounds like it would have, like, I don't know.
Glitter?
No, I was thinking more like...
Schlitz?
Razor-bladed banisters for you to slide down.
That was my most remember the most horrible experiences. That was it there. into a vat of lemon juice.
But all of my familiars have experience.
But do they, some have
if
more?
If I were to say to them, have you ever been experienced? They would say yes. That seems to be working though. Yep, these seem to be ordered by experience and then kills. So. Gonna push that out, and kids, this is how we make the game better for you. This was an old copy of the Radio Bugbear messages that I had open.
Cub asks if there's any chance of having the locked doors in the daily dungeon say how many skeleton keys we have. Cub is always checking to make sure that he has more than one.
Why?
Because you need one later. Yeah, I was going to say, that's my suggestion also would be to put one key in your closet, and then you're never going to have to worry about that. Because you're going to know in the future specifically when you need one, so you can take it out at that point. The closet is honestly really designed to put stuff away for later quests and stuff so that you're not going to accidentally use it. That's the perfect use for the closet.
That wasn't what it was designed for.
Well, I mean, nowadays it is, though.
I see.
In my opinion.
Skinny Nate says, "Can I please have the Mr. Corsair you won in the Rurfle? Please import and need it."
You say do things I done running.
Send this I see. So he's saying that somebody sent him that. And he says, "Such a polite request, yet I have no Mr. Corsair to give him." This is not actually Skinny Nate being a jackass. This is Skinny Nate.
Quoting somebody who wasn't.
Quoting somebody else who said something.
So apparently Skinny Nate won some kind of riffle.
An erfle. Ishtonbul says, "Does Kneebutt do extra damage if you have knobby knee pads equipped?" Supposed to. I gotta go in and edit all that shit.
We got a lot of, that's gonna sort of be in a limbo state until we're done with that armor crafting update, I'm assuming.
Well, not really. We could do it now. Everybody limbo!
Woo!
Ooh, yeah. I am a Rouge says, I play on the Horde side in World of Warcraft, and I go around ganking lobies in Ashen Vale. Am I tough?
You're a dick.
Well, he's killing Alliance lobies. I mean, what you should do is you should fucking go to Stranglethorn Vale and protect some of the Horde lobies so that they can actually get some questing done. That's what you should do.
Because then you kind of get the best of both worlds, because you're both being valiant and an asshole at the same time.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, any news on the reward for getting 150 effects at a single time? No, I keep not doing that.
Were you going to make a reward for that?
I think we were going to put a trophy in for...
Oh, man.
See, now we've said something about it, so we can't do it. Sorry, guys. blame Enemy Lasagna for bringing it up. Arago says, who wrote the lead-in song to the Monday show? The brand new hairstyle one. It was pretty jazzy. That was Smoking Popes. They're a sort of punk band out of Chicago that started to make it for a while. They had a song on the Clueless soundtrack, but that album didn't really go anywhere. And after that, they released an album that was a collection of all of their 7-inch singles from when they were in the sort of indie punk scene in Chicago.
Did you find them on the internet one day when you accidentally mistyped Smoking Pole that you were searching for?
No.
Okay.
No. I actually, my friend who lives here and is a grad student at Harvard now introduced me to them. Hmm. He was from Chicago, so he was intimately familiar with them. I saw them when I went to Lawler Skates Palooza.
Lawler Coaster.
It was a really disappointing live show. I really, really liked that band. And I would recommend to anybody that if you can find this album, let me see what the name of it is. It's a date range, and I don't remember the date range. 1991 to 1998 is the name of the Smoking Popes album that has that and many other very good songs on it. In fact, when we take a break here in about 5 minutes, that's what I'll play is some Smoking Popes, so you guys can understand. Supermath says, why don't the managers of the Degrassi Knoll General Store and Bakery have names? Are they secretly the gift shop guy? Yes.
Or maybe they're comets that are running the store, but also have not been named, because no one's discovered them. Until now! Or not.
Baconstone said, just a quick idea, make a view other announcements in the clan announcements board. It's frustrating when you log on and there are 4 new announcements in your clan, presumably because you don't know if there are other announcements that you did not see.
Correct.
Since it only shows the 4 most recent ones. Well, you know what you could do is tell your clan leader not to be so goddamn chatty all the time.
You could also harass Xenophobe to finish revamping the clan message and announcements.
That's a better idea.
Yeah.
Enter the Wumpa says, multi-use on ye old turtle pheromones, please. Never mind, my dumbass just found out why that isn't possible. Either ignore this message or the last one, but not both. Too late. Bahu says, now that we have stealing, I'd like to request that the drops on goat cheese be cut in half, but the dairy goat get 2 cheese drops. Moxie classes need more cheese for Moxie foods.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
What would that actually do? Having two drops at half the rate, does that...
With plus drops, it doesn't
actually
count.
Yeah, with plus drops, it doesn't actually... It's not the same, but is it better or worse?
Well, you get...
It's the same for somebody with no modification. Is it...
It depends on whether you were pushing it up above 100% too before.
Well, right. Yeah. Yeah.
There's all kinds of ways.
Weird. There's all kinds of weird caps for it, but yeah. So let's say there are 2 things that have a 20%. Let's say there's a thing that has a 20% drop rate.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have a 4. You have like 300% modifiers or whatever. So it's up to 60.
Right. So then you put it to 2. You get 10%.
So then it's 2 at 30.
30 each. So it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Apparently.
Right? Same.
Yeah, so, but without the caps.
But, yeah. If the cap goes above 100, then it's entirely different.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, when will we be seeing improvements for the typical tavern, and what do you have in mind for them? I don't know. I kept meaning to bring that up when we were chatting tonight about random overall game stuff, but never did do it. I don't have anything in mind. That's why nothing has been changed yet. And Certainty says, would Pretty Flower plus Scrumptious Reagent make Oxycore too easy? If not, why hasn't it been done? Like a flower power reagent potion. Hmm. I don't know that... People use flower schnapps in hardcore, right?
Yeah.
Do they use the petal pie or whatever it is? Nobody uses that. Hmm. I don't know what the... I guess if the implication is that the flower plus reagent would turn into some spleen item that gave you turns, then yes, that's two. Oh, wait. Now the diversionizer goes on to keep talking about this, too. Okay. Teats get pies, though maybe no one makes them. Boozers get schnapps, but there's no flower incentive to keep hardcore oxy folks breaking their stone except to up their flower count so they can be better at PvP and up their flower count. A vicious cycle indeed.
You know, we've been talking about making PvP a little more meaningful. And this would be the opposite direction of what we're talking about, but I don't know. I feel like we should definitely put some more bite into PvP. Because right now, it just seems like it's a flower vending machine, you know?
Yeah, we've been talking about some
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, I think a lot of the answer is to just auto-heal stones after 2 weeks of...
That does that's like half of the issue, yeah.
That's one of the things we've been talking about.
I think people can still probably prop up sort of straw men in hardcore and just log on to them once a week.
Exactly. So that to deal with that, we should do the other thing.
I forget what the other thing was.
The ability to destroy other people's
Destroy
stuff.
Items. Because that's not going to hurt those people, though.
If you break your stone to compete in PvP, you'll be available.
Oh, you get vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people are going to have just people have accounts in hardcore PvP just to fuck with other people. It'd be awesome, though.
That's what a lot of them are doing. That's why a lot of people like PvP, is so that they can fuck with other people.
Yeah, you. It's since it's voluntary, I have no problem doing that.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. The World of Square says, in your last show you mentioned a gun that shoots swords. You stole this from me. We stole it from Encyclopedia, actually. For a class project, we made a film adaptation of Hamlet where everyone gets shot in the end. And after shooting everyone, I turn to the camera and screw up a proverb. Never bring a knife to a gunfight, unless it's a gun that shoots knives. Please give me credit for such an item, should you ever implement it. We once decided that the scariest weapon ever would be a gun that shoots spiders.
Oh my god.
We were talking about macaroons, quadroons, and vinegaroons. And a vinegaroon is like this horrifying cross between a spider and a scorpion, which I guess
are
you step
serious?
On them. Yeah, no, whoa. Dude. They, yeah, and you step on them and they smell like vinegar. That's why they're called vinegaroons.
I have to look that up now.
Yeah. Vash Orion says, "Any of you guys?
Oh my god,
having,
they're hideous!
any of you guys planning on having kids soon? Think you'll be good fathers? I don't know." I'm planning on having kids eventually. This is something that I actually thought about. Sagebrush says, does Skelter Buttleton encounter only occur once, as in if he whips you, are you out of luck?
I'm sorry, these are terrifying.
Yeah, man. I don't know where they are. Now we're... I'm not that scared of bugs, actually.
Subtropical.
Subtropical. Oh, so they live in underground deserts? I'm closing this because I keep going back to this fucked up.
Whip scorpions, man. Wow.
Do you guys remember... I'm pretty sure that if Skelter Buttleton beats you, that you can't get the trick.
I don't remember.
I believe that's the case, yes.
Data Vortex says, I'm wondering if irrespectively was actually a real word, reminding me of irregardless, so I Googled it. Kingdom of Loathing is the 7th Google result for the word. Wow, really? Not for me. But yeah, irrespectively is a word. Because irrespective is a word. Irregardless is not a word.
Hmm. Yeah, the wiki confirms that you only get one chance to beat him per ascension.
Benji Cord says, are there any plans to increase the adventure accumulation cap when NS13 rolls out? I'm not sure how those two concepts are connected, and also no. I can't imagine what those two things have to do with each other. Oh, look, I got disconnected again. Oh, but we didn't lose the streams that time. I think it's time for a break, because I want to get a beer. And so we're going to listen to some Smoking Popes. These songs are very short, though, so that's going to do well. How about writing a letter? Oh, wow, 1:48. We're going to have to listen to, like, 6 or 8 songs. Waiting Around, which is probably my favorite song by them. Inagata DeVita, indeed. Never Coming Back. Under the Blanket. And that puts us at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Wow, still only like 8 minutes. And let's hear it for love. All right, so we'll be back in a good long while.
I'm writing a letter to my baby. My baby's so far away. I'm writing a letter to my baby. And this is what it says. Today.
And we're back. Yeah. I got a beer. Riff's got a steez. Steez is the awesomest thing about being back in Boston, by the way. Not that I don't like hanging out with you, Hot Stuff, or the hospitality of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, but the thing I missed the most about Boston was steez. Delicious green tea soda from the hippie grocery store.
Groceries are made entirely of hippies.
Mm. Baree says, thank you for adding HP restorers to the skills page. Hey, thanks, Xenophobe. He did that entirely on his own. And it was awesome, except for the part of it that was totally broken. Then I fixed it. And Akaju says, I just saw the latest Mike Judge movie, Idiocracy. It's fantastic. See it.
Wasn't there some sort of animation festival we were supposed to go to?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
When was
it was tonight, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't have gone tonight because of the radio show, right?
Nah.
Yeah, it depends on what time it was, I guess.
It was roughly the same times as we had options for the movie yesterday.
Oh. Mm. I see. Well, apparently we're not going to that then.
Unless, that sucks, because I would have liked to have actually seen that. It's the animation festival thing that Mike Judge and Don Hertzfeld do.
I can see if there's another showing tomorrow, or which is today.
It won't be the same.
Glebe says, does the scary death orb do spooky damage to you when it attacks you yet? Why not? I don't know. Weird. And then Hogula says, how would you guys feel about the making the scary death orb do spooky damage to the player, thus introducing at least a bit of strategy to coping with it while stacking elemental resistance and all? If nothing else, it would at least make thematic sense, seeing as it deals spooky damage to monsters. Currently deals physical damage to players.
I think people get in little groups to send in questions. Because there's way too many times that there are sort of questions from left field that all of a sudden we get three of at the same time.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll have a discussion and then people will be like, huh, why don't we send in messages right. to Bugbear?
Glebe says, what percentage of ultra rare monsters are actually killed? I don't know, what would you estimate?
50% maybe?
50, yeah. Hogula says, you said that ultra rare monsters always get initiative. Shouldn't the crazy bastard always lose it? I mean, he's waving you over so he can hit you. You're the one that goes over there. Are we going to get... No, damn it. No, you go over there and then he gets the jump on you. You're not expecting him to hit you with a sword.
I mean, he'd have to be some sort of crazy bastard to do that, right?
Yeah.
Are we going to get another hilarious object anytime soon? And yes, I will keep asking you that.
Me too.
I mean, I've thought up of that one. We just haven't come up with a satisfying way to do it, I don't think.
Well, can't we think of another one?
I guess we could try. I'm running out of old comic book advertisement widgets to parody.
We should buy some old comic books.
We should buy some widgets.
That's a plan.
Old copies of Boy Scout, or Boy's Life, rather.
I'd rather have old comic books.
The tiny, I liked Boy's Life. I bought the spy camera and it fucking sucked.
What about that, like, personal helicopter kit? Well, that's one I always wanted to buy, but I... No, it was like a personal helicopter out of, like, lawnmower parts or something. I had these, like, mental fantasies of, like, flying myself to school in my little personal helicopter and landing on the roof and stuff.
And then getting arrested?
Well, yeah, probably. But, I mean, it would have been juvenile hall, right? So that's okay.
AdWriter says, would it be possible to have a /events chat function so you could see the past 10 buffs, messages, etc.? Well, it would be if those things were stored, but once they're displayed, they're actually destroyed, because there are just so many of them in a day that keeping any kind of log of them would get pretty cumbersome.
They also get destroyed every rollover or something, too, because they disappear pretty regularly.
It's 48 hours,
48
I think.
Hours,
yeah.
Okay.
They last a couple days, but if somebody buffs you and you don't log on for, like, a week... Because otherwise, that table would just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. If somebody goes inactive, but they're in a clan that buys buffs every day, I mean, they would just get 15 notifications every day.
And they come in, like, after a year of inactivity.
And awesome. It takes 6 months for the index page to load. Hogula says, what, no Ninja Turtle? But seriously, this update is awesome and makes armor craftiness actually pretty nice to have. Thanks, guys. Oh, and we're not done. I mean, well, we're done with yesterday, but...
Yeah. Because yesterday is so over.
Yesterday is so 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Today is the new yesterday.
Vash Orion says, did you guys ever / do you guys take any regular medication such as Ritalin or diabetes medicine? Just curious.
Rolaids.
Does alcohol count
as
medicine?
I was going to say like Tums is pretty much it. Like, I don't think that counts, though.
So. I'm a pretty anti-medicine kind of guy.
I've never had like prescription medicine that I took in the long term. You know, I get antibiotics when I'm sick. And last time I got sick, I also got some awesome codeine cough syrup that was pretty awesome. And also awesome.
Yerick the Real Bad got most of us started taking on vitamins. Gummy worm vitamins.
Oh, and that's true, yeah. Gummy worm vitamins, yeah. So I guess that counts as medication.
Mm-hmm. This guy has confirmed some of the Crimbo items still not working properly.
Really?
Did you push that out to the live server?
Yep.
Huh.
He says he confirmed the lighter not working for a Postomancer and the deck of cards not working for a Total Tamer.
Huh. Weird. Maybe I broke it in the opposite direction. Lighter not working for a Postomancer would be... Huh.
We'll have to look at that after the radio show.
Yep. I'll have to stop farting before I can look at anything.
I don't think that's true.
You'll have to stop farting before I can look at anything, because I'm slowly going blind!
Man, that'd be awesome if that monster from Pan's Labyrinth had to stick his eyes in his ass instead of in his hand. And he'd be like, I'll have to stop farting before I can look at anything, because my eyes keep flying back out my ass, you see. Yeah. And he would have to eat like he had two assholes in order to have binocular vision. I like that phrase. You eat like you got two assholes.
That is good.
Enter the Wumpa says, do you think White Wednesday would have been easier to deal with if it happened before Ascension was rolled out? Oh, absolutely. If it had happened before Ascension was rolled out, it would have been a pretty straightforward rollback, and that was it. It was only the fact that the table for Hanks appeared alphabetically after S that made it not exist in the backup. Also, Jick, is your name really not Douglas? No, my name is not Douglas.
Really, not Douglas?
I think that's my clan title, is not named Douglas. I was testing changing the clan titles for some reason.
Well,
that's right.
All right, then. All this time, it's been a lie.
Jane Farstrider says, Jick, could you play some Rush tonight? Fuck no.
I like nothing really about Rush, actually.
I like 2112.
From Chronicles or whatever?
No, that Rush album.
That album.
Sort of concept album, rock opera kind of thing. It was fun.
Enemy Lasagna says, what kind of volcano-related mystery do the Feely packs imply?
Oh,
any number of volcano-related mysteries.
That's right.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for you meddling kids.
And your and fucking your, dog.
For you meddling seismologists. Hagula says, is there any way you guys could make a toggleable account menu to make your custom avatar not show up in the left pane or to be replaced with an outfit's avatar if you're wearing that outfit? But only in the left pane, not your public profile. I see.
Oh, God. I mean, the thing that was added to sort of deal with that is that you can list which outfit you're wearing, right? So you can have your custom avatar and it'll have a name of your custom avatar, whatever outfit you're wearing.
Was that added?
Yeah. That's in there.
Oh.
Unless it wasn't rolled out to public server.
When did that go? No, they obviously know about it. When did that go in, though?
Months ago. A month and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned. I should really start paying attention. Hogulus also says, what game mechanic would you guys say you're the most proud of and the least proud of? Jesus, I don't know.
Game mechanic. Mike's pretty good. I mean... I feel like Ascension as a mechanic is really sort of a very clever way of making the game replayable and interesting. I feel like we haven't done as much with it as I would like, but
and it's caused some problems in its own right.
But yeah,
but still, yeah.
But I mean, so what it allows us to do is we can add content at any point in the whole game,
yeah,
and not feel like we're wasting our time. Mm.
We can add class-specific content and not feel like we're putting in stuff that only 1/6 of people can see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it adds so many new dimensions. Yeah, but we could. And the guild quest will have a little bit of class differentiation. You know. So that, to me, seems like it opened the most doors and allowed for the most variability and stuff.
Oh, Jade Dragon Piece says, Jick, I've got you riffing Hot Stuff singing Cry Some More Nub Lawless my ringtone. We'll see if he'll punch me if he hears it. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Max Vance says, how is it possible for a briefcase bat to have a briefcase in its pocket? That would basically make the bat unable to support its own weight plus the weight of another briefcase. Those bats are cleverer than you think.
Yeah. Maybe the one you got was a baby briefcase that was clinging to its back.
I want my baby briefcase, baby briefcase, baby briefcase. I want my baby briefcase, baby briefcase, baby briefcase.
Barbecue sauce.
Hogulus say, hep, looked in the forums and saw that you were already planning to make furry green turtles drop in the bugbear pen. As if by some miracle of chance you see this before, the message I sent about that, disregard it.
Oh, did you post in the forums about that?
Yeah, I said we had meant to do that ahead of time, but didn't do it.
I didn't know that you'd meant to do that. Makes sense.
Squablet 008 says, hey, do you have a big penis? I'm gay and I like balls.
Wow.
That must be one of Edgar Allan Poe's multis. I hear he's a homosexual. Moxious Mouse says, love the new turtles, but how come seal clubbers and accordion thieves can tame them just as easily as the turtle tamers? Oh, well, because Hot Stuff and Riff didn't think that my objection to that was at all founded.
What are you talking about?
I objected.
What?
What are you guys talking about? The one thing that I sort of objected to was the use of the word tame. Like, you just find them. You don't necessarily tame them. The taming is in the crafting them into something that they are not naturally suited for.
Well, in any case, these are the most easily findable and tameable of the turtles.
Yeah, so there will be more difficult
to tame. The later turtles will not be
as trivially tamed.
As trivially tamed, yes.
Apparently pheromones tame the savage beast.
Oh. Hmm. So it's not the music then, huh?
That, well, you know, sometimes music and a nice bottle of wine helps, but
Never Here says, question for Jick. Are you considering implementing familiars that affect combat frequency? Maybe someday. Maybe not. Any day. Marianne says, just wondering, why can't we put royal jelly on toast? Because it's in tiny, tiny, tiny little quantities. That's why.
You might as well ask why you can't put your hell ramen on toast. Why would you want to? I don't know what I'm talking about. Thanks, brain.
Black Fionix 77 says, since you did a slight remake of the ice items for this item of the month, are we going to get a tome remake soon? Probably not.
I wouldn't say it was a remake. It's kind of orthogonal to all the ice items.
Damn right. Orthogonal. Mr. Plaid says, Sir Jick, my dear friend and I, Clam Juice... My dear friend Clam Juice and I is... probably what you meant. Would you like to know, would like to know exactly what color panties you are wearing tonight? Black and lacy. Same as always. Hepatitis ABCs says, is that the guy with that's the guy with the avatar request with the, like...
disease. Floating head disease.
Yeah.
That's what eventually became.
I don't know if this has been addressed previously, but when PvPing at level 1, 10 default rank, and you lose a PvP fight, the message is, your PvP ranking decreased by.
You can also lose 0 stats. But, whatever.
Tiki Master says, why did you misspell the word half in your system message? I didn't. I was actually trying to express 2 and a half instead of 2 and a half. So... Okay. Look in. Enter the Wampa says, why do shitty books like The Great Gatsby and The Awakening exist? I've never even heard of the book The Awakening.
Is that the one that the movie is based on? Awakenings?
With Robert De Niro and...
Was it Robin Williams?
Robert De Niro and Robin Williams.
Am I thinking of the same one? That really sort of sad movie about the medication that brings people out of a coma or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
And then turns them into zombies or something? I forget.
Yes, and then they eat people's brains.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Enter the Wampa says, will NS-13 bring about the ability to use more keys in the perplexing door?
More keys.
If we remember to.
Morky and Mindy. Or Morky and Mend. Doesn't really work.
Moonshae says, hey, hey guys, you rule. Are you planning a KOLCon 3? If so, could you announce the planned dates early so we can request days off in advance? Thanks, muchly.
KOLCon 4. Since KOLCon 3 was last year.
Oh.
I mean, we could just have KOLCon 3 again.
It's true. Yeah, we are planning it. I don't know how far we're going to get in the planning.
I mean, we got to plan Comic-Con again. That's going to take up some time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
When
it's
is
like
that?
This whole
it's
year
in July.
Already happened. Joe Box has a Disco Bandit tattoo, which is awesome. Jump the Shark says, wow, I love the RNG. I just accidentally bought 15,000 raffle tickets instead of 1,500. I got pissed off, so I went to the MMG and took a 15 million meat bet and won. I'm back to even.
Well, congratulations on your excellent luck.
Could have gone the other way.
You heard him. Everybody do that right now. Buy as many raffle tickets and play the MMG as much as possible, because only you can balance the economy out. SnuffStyle420 says, do you think it would work out if players could drop Oxy into Teetotaler or Boostafarian paths instead of going straight back to No Path?
Yeah, we're having enough problems with people dropping paths as it is. I'm going to stop eating while I'm talking on the radio, because that's unprofessional.
Oh, and if there's one thing that we ooze, it's professionalism. I haven't farted in like 20 minutes. I guess that's pretty professional. Unless I was a professional farter, in which case it'd be pretty unprofessional. Zaxor says, Hot Stuff said that the armor craftiness revamp would be released over a number of Tuesdays. Does this mean there will be no other Tuesday updates?
It will probably be interspersed with other stuff.
Indeed.
Because it was so much fun coming up with these turtles that...
Oh boy!
I can't imagine that you would want to do anything else.
Brickham1337 says, so, Jick, what do you think about the analogy of Ender's Game and StarCraft? Humans equals Terran, buggers equals Protoss, piggies equals Zerg.
What?
I'm not familiar enough with StarCraft to...
I didn't read far enough into it to encounter the piggies, but the buggers certainly seem more like the Zerg than the Protoss.
Yeah.
From my understanding.
That's weird. I think that's a very weak analogy. I mean, where are the Dark Archons, really?
And Sergny says, did you know that if you blah, 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 the blah, 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 blah? Yeah, we knew that. That's why. Hot Stuff did get his Hacks Road copy of the World of Warcraft expansion because he's an unethical, dirty, dirty Hacks Row.
It did not come early, which is one thing that I was hoping would have been a possibility.
Yeah. And, didn't come at all to some poor child who ordered his early enough to actually get it.
I am sure that I had zero impact on anybody else's order.
Dude, whatever.
If I'd ordered 1,000 of them, maybe. But what this actually made me wish is that I had actually ordered the collector's edition instead of the regular one. But whatever. I don't need some little vanity pet thing. Although I say that and I have the Murloc.
There's a pet with the special edition of the Burning Crusade.
I think so. I think there's something in game that you get.
I haven't used my my Murloc pet yet.
It's worth serious dough.
Like on eBay?
Yeah, like $500 or so.
$500?
I think so.
I just wouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, it's up to you.
Those guys were nice. They gave it to me because they liked our game and not because they were like, hey, here's $500.
Well, right, but you haven't used it.
Yeah, but I'd rather it not be there than make $500 off of it.
You're a terrible capitalist.
I guess. That's what they tell me.
But, I mean, having said that, instead of selling it, of course, I'd just use it because I think it's cool. It kind of looks like my character.
XC Idol says, that was the best Phyllis K. Dick book. Phyllis Diller and Philip K. Dick had a son. named the son Phyllis. Because it just sucks ass to look shit up and click it to just go, nah, this item is gay. What? Oh, that's a different person. Oh, okay. Okay. You guys, Exile 14,000, 2,000. No. 14, 10,000, 2,000. You guys know what would be really cool and simple feature when you're searching the mall, if you could click the name and get the window with the specs without entering the store, because if you're looking for Zoe thing and you find something else that's more interesting than what Yo wanted and don't know what it is, because it sucks ass to look shit up and click it to just go, nah, this item is gay. Okay.
All right, moving on to the next question.
It's Exile 4... He actually says, it's Exile 14, 2,000. Wow. I thought that I just fucked that up, but nope.
Huh.
Grimdell says, any news regarding the sporadic lag / connection issues over the last week or so? Yeah, they're finally looking at it. I spent about half an hour on the phone with the integration guys yesterday working out the...
It sounded more like 2 hours to me.
Well, really?
Well, you were on there for a long time.
How much are we going to pay you guys to make everything work right again?
Yeah.
Conversation, which is a little irksome, but...
Which kind of... Yeah, I mean, it's irksome, especially in the sense that... Hasn't it been their job this whole time to make sure that things were working right?
You know? Well, sort of. I mean, we didn't have any kind of contract with them to actually keep things up to date or actually manage the server. You know, it was just to fix things when they went wrong or whatever, but...
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It's aggravating. I mean, you know, they're good at what they do.
That's true. I mean,
they're good at what they do, and you know, it has worked out. Our relationship with them has worked out very, very well for us.
That's true.
In the past, and you know, we pissed and moaned about the amount of money that we had to spend to get things going in the first place, but they set everything up, and it's been fucking perfect for a year without nobody. God damn, Firefly is rubbing off on me. I reckon it's been perfect for a year without nobody saying nothing.
Shiny.
Yeah, they got me watching Firefly, finally.
And he likes it, folks.
I do.
I suspect that I'm probably next.
If you like Cowboy Bebop, you're going to like Firefly.
I have always suspected that I would like it. I just never got around to
the thing is, it's because it was canceled midway through the season, there's, 13 or 14 episodes and then the movie, and then you've seen the entire opus that is Firefly.
Opus.
And you'll, yeah.
His ass got cut off. Actually, just fell off.
All the time.
Yeah, that sucked.
Was there any sort of origin story for that?
Like, for Opus's ass just falling off all the time? I don't think so.
Huh. Because that... I always found that strange. And I just assumed that it was a referent to something that had happened way long before I started reading them.
Yeah, I only ever read... one time I was at Walmart when I was in high school, and there was this giant Bloom County collection for like 50 cents on like a bargain table. So I bought it and I read it, and that's all the Bloom County I've ever read.
I had this vision of not actually being a book, but just the collection spread out over the table and you had to buy the table. And they were just trying to get you to take the table out of the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
every strip printed on it.
Exactly.
Oh man, you guys got to read Cyanide and Happiness for the last 2 days, but don't start with today. You got to start with yesterday and read yesterday and today because it's...
Oh my God.
Yeah, exploSM.net, and go back a few days before you read anything. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Oh boy,
it's kind of the definition of taking it up a notch.
Yeah. LOTE says, hey, the turtles seem helpful for their lower level players. Was that what it was intended for? And if so, softcore, hardcore, or first time? We love all of our players equally.
They all have.
But I honestly kind of see this as more of a first time player.
Particular update?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because they'll go back and they'll find stuff, and like, because gear is also a lot harder to find if you're a first time player and you don't buy stuff outright and stuff. So this will definitely help a lot of the newer players in that regard.
Well, a sixth of them anyway.
True. A third of them.
Momoka says, why does the Trapsaur need 6 goat cheese to make 3 pizzas when you only need 1 cheese per pizza? He's making 3 pizzas for each of you.
Mm-hmm.
He's making supplies for you guys to go on a trip. What, do you think he's just not going to eat?
Supplies!
I remember my dad's friend telling that joke when I was a kid.
That's right. I forgot about first-time seal clubbers getting pheromones. You're right, there are a couple of those that I wrote that really don't make a lot of sense.
You can change them.
Yeah, I may have to.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for them to just be wandering up to you rather than...
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are those accessible in the Spindler? Can I get to that?
Yeah, okay. Totally.
You could have them lash themselves onto your genitals.
Yay!
Oh yeah. Mr. Mag points out that we're supposed to capitalize the D in O de Tortue. Oh, D E, right? Okay, yeah, okay. Because it's the D apostrophe whatever is only for things that start with vowels. So it was only chance that we got that right the first time it came up.
I thought French was composed entirely of vowels, though.
No, no,
it's
X's.
Just yeah. There, it's just all pronounced as vowels.
Some things end with X though. O-I-X, actually. E-A-U-O-I-X.
That's one syllable.
Yeah, that's pronounced oi.
Wah. Like Susie Swa in the Banshees.
There's E-A-U-X, right, which is just O.
O. Yeah. O.
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 It's like the joke about naming your dog P-H-Y-D-E-A-U-X.
Fido.
Fido.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that G-H-O-T-I, your fish. I think iSpec's cat is named Fish, and it's spelled G-H-O-T-I.
Really?
Which, really, all that does is make it so the people at the vet think you're a smartass. Hogula says, again, some hilarious objects you don't have yet. Guns that put out bang flags, or maybe crossbows with thwip ones. Rubber chickens with pulleys in them.
Yeah, we keep meaning to put the rubber chicken... I forget where the rubber chicken with the pulley in the middle was going to go.
Inside a rope?
You know, maybe it was a leaflet type thing that never happened.
Hmm.
I don't remember.
I remember that being on a list a long time ago. Something.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Wojo says, with stealing added to the game, any chance of seeing it elsewhere in the game, such as a weapon that randomly steals / familiar?
I think he means a weapon or a familiar that randomly steals for you.
Oh, no. Wapoptart says, if you run away or lose to a mimic, the barrel that you clicked on is smashed, and every subsequent adventure in there is another mimic until you win. Bug or feature? I'm saying bug.
Sounds like a bug to me. Yep.
It should be not smashed. I mean, I can see once you know that there's a mimic there and you lose, it's whatever, but...
I also gotta say, you shouldn't lose, because losing is for losers.
Professor Tank says, quick, invent an adjective!
Purgly.
Purgly, yeah, that's good.
Wow, you guys both invented the same adjective. What a coincidence.
That's what it means.
But purgly means when at the same time as somebody else.
Simultaneously, yeah.
Yeah.
Boxing gloves on springs for gift packages, squirt guns of any sort, whatever, arrow through the head hats.
Arrow through the head, that's a good one.
Comically oversized sunglasses and or bow ties, and as always, parodies of other items. What's an item that...
What's a parody of some other parodied item?
tiny plastic scimitar that anything you cocktail with it just destroys because the blade's too wide. Sewer Rat says, good evening, Jick. Dang it, I like the Rat-A-Rang and the Sewer Turtle. Now we need a rat familiar. Well, that's true. Shadow Squared says, clearly the briefcase bat evolved from a much smaller wallet bat, which any bat could carry. They've since developed the superior lifting power to lift briefcases. Momoka says, how many turtles must turn to armor before you are satisfied, you bastards? The turtles are happy.
Yeah, they're not being killed.
You're not killing them.
They're...
Until you pulverize them. But no, they run away and they're...
They're replaced by wasps. Yeah. They're powdered.
It's awesome.
It's like they zip away and like the little dust cloud that is in their wake just settles to the ground.
Yep.
The end.
And then somebody else finds them and smashes them in. Really, turtles are an infinite item creation bug for... It's been a long time since we had an arbitrary item creation bug.
Thank God.
Yep, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay, we think it has, unless somebody's been really crafty.
We almost introduced one in a new familiar mechanic we were talking about. That was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hot stuff headed us off at the pass. Momoka says, after clearing the fryers and clicking on the last adventure button, when it said adventure was dark neck, the screen went all white instead of going to the woods. Bug? Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, it's not...
It's not really a bug. What it is you're trying to adventure in a place that you can't get to anymore, and so
it just
instead clicks. Of saying, you know, you shouldn't be here, or you can't adventure here, or yo mama so fat when she sits around the house, she really sits around the house, it says nothing because the script just exits. Darkhorn says, yeah, hi guys, I'm at the moment spending all my money trying to get every single person in my clan an NPCR, but was thinking, what will happen when the game runs out of zombie pineal glands? Will they just die out? Well,
probably so, but I don't see it ever happening.
Last time I checked,
there were
still more zombie pineal glands than there were players. Yeah. So, you know,
I am incredibly unconcerned that that's going to be an issue anytime in the near future.
Yeah. And, I mean, a year from now, you know, like, whatever. Well, sometimes stuff gets discontinued, you know? Buy one now. It's as cheap as it is ever going to be.
Yep.
I can probably tell you that for sure, that zombie pineal glands are as cheap now as they are ever going to be.
Unless, you know, everything deflates in price by some...
Yeah, but they're still, I mean, you know, even in terms of actual value of your meat, I mean, if there's deflation...
That's true.
They're still going to be worth more. I mean, unless somebody has them in their store right now and is inactive and doesn't actually change the price. Well, no, I guess in the case of there being deflation, then
right.
That actually makes them even more expensive, actually.
Do you have a new hobby?
Hot Stuff has developed his habit of just sticking stuff to his forehead, and it's really gross.
Why is it gross?
Because sometimes it's my stuff.
I wouldn't say it's gross,
what yours that I stuck to my forehead?
I don't know, like a penny? Those pennies that keep falling out of my pants for whatever reason?
I don't think that's the case. I think I have done it to exactly like two different classes of object, bottle caps and quarters.
My father has a habit of, whenever he's at a restaurant...
Sticking the nose to his...
Yeah, hanging the spoon from his nose. Yeah,
that's
really
great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't imagine your dad doing that.
You can't, huh?
I can't. Now, he didn't really do anything goofy when I met him.
He must not have drunk enough.
he only had, like, a beer. I felt kind of guilty because I ordered a second giant beer while I was sitting across from him, and I was thinking that he might do the same, but he didn't. So I was like, oh, man. Now Riff's dad thinks I'm an alcoholic. Dan Bob says, so we need to convince players to start pulverizing zombie pineal glands, or have the trader come back and trade for them to sink zombie pineal glands. Yeah, well, we're out of
questions.
We're out of questions.
We got 12 minutes to go.
12 minutes to go. 25 or 6 to 4?
Yeah.
No, 12 to go. Well... Hey, rollover's
short.
Been faster, right? How long did rollover take today? Let's look. Woo, 19 minutes, 59 seconds. That's nice. Kind of disappointing, actually.
Why?
Because I removed that player mirror thing.
But it was at 22 before.
Yeah, it was at 22 yesterday, but it was at 20 the day before that.
What's the record?
The record for shortness?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It didn't used to. It used to not be any time at all.
Yeah.
You know, so
I guess that would kind of be.
Yeah, and then it got. Even the after it lets people back on part of rollover, the total time to complete is like 23 minutes. And Merrick is checking in, to which I say, heyo. Yeah, so we got, what's taking up time? Dumping the transfer logs to the sandbox machine, which apparently is pointless at this point anyway. Took up 3 minutes, or thereabouts. All that stuff can be moved to after people get on. So that's actually probably another good 4 or 5 minutes. Actually, no. Because the logs...
Azrin asks if you can explain exactly what you did to decrease rollover times.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Wow, we must not be on much of a delay at all.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's probably the case.
Okay, so what I did this time, I don't know. I mean, those of you who care about MySQL will care about this.
Your own SQL.
What?
Or your own SQL.
Or your own SQL. There are two different table formats that you can use. One of them is very, very fast for reading, which is called MyISAM, and one of which is... The one that's very fast for reading does not have row-level locking, so whenever anyone is getting data out of that table, no one can update that table until everyone is done getting data out of it. There is another format that is a little bit slower and has a little bit more overhead on every database transaction, but supports row-level locking, so that a table that a lot of people are accessing all the time, it makes sense for us to convert it to the slower database format because it ends up being faster in the long run, because when you're updating a row, somebody who's reading out of that table doesn't have to wait for your update to finish because it knows that it's not hitting the same rows in the table. So what we did...
The last time that the game was getting a little slow, that there was a lag in the game, nothing to do with rollover.
Right. The reason for that was that every time anything hit your inventory, it was running up against other people's locks on the inventory table. And so we switched it to the format that doesn't happen. But what that means is that the way that our backup works, the backup that we do every night to make it so White Wednesday never happens again, no matter how much of a retard I am... only works on tables in the fast MyISAM format. It doesn't work on the tables in the new, you know, more sophisticated but bulkier database format. So we have to do sort of a secondary backup on those tables. That got to the point where it was just taking for fucking ever on the inventory table, and some glitch, which honestly, whatever is happening to dev may be the exact same thing that has been happening to the web servers. Like, there might just be something that, you know, because all of these boxes have the exact same build of the operating system, there's just something screwed up. And so, I mean, dev is going to have the same treatment as the web servers over the course of this. It's just going to be something that makes my balls hurt a lot more while I'm clenched up waiting to see if it comes back up and everything works or not. Anyway, I figured out that so doing the backup of the inventory table got to the point where it was taking like 20, 25 minutes a night, but I figured out that if we just dumped all the data into a copy of the inventory table in the old fast format, that takes 5 minutes and doesn't seem to be taking proportionally longer as the table gets bigger in a way that's really a big deal. I mean, if the table got twice as big, then it would probably take 10 minutes, but the old way it might have taken an hour to dump it. So now that that's happening, we've got a backup at the inventory table that is just so as
that,
good and
that
a little
shaved
faster.
Off 25 minutes or so. There was another 20 minute time saver that you did as well.
Was there?
Yeah. I forget what it was.
I don't remember what it was either.
Because rollover was approaching like 50 minutes. You did like 2 20 minute changes.
And I don't remember what the other one was.
Yeah. I mean, you converted 2 20 minute segments into like 5 or 10 minute segments.
Yeah. I don't know that... Actually, the last one, I don't know that I actually fixed anything. I think that...
something about fixing the inventory when fixed both of those things that were taking forever.
We also have been moving more and more stuff to the weekly long rollover, stuff that didn't have to be run every day or wasn't really critical.
Yeah, that's true. There was also, it turned out there was some overhead in the stuff that I wrote that automatically reassigns clan leadership to the right people. Clans where everyone was inactive were causing that code to trigger every single day and not actually accomplish anything.
For the record, there are about 6,000 clans.
Yeah, there are now 6,000 clans where every single player... Most of them are one-person clans, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically it was spending the time every night trying to find a leader for those clans and failing every night, so we made it so that doesn't happen anymore. A clan can get marked inactive, and even, you know, that only took like a minute, but it's a minute that we don't have to spend every night now, so... Yeah, now that we got rollover down to 20 minutes, we can start doing stuff to make rollover take even longer.
Yay!
Yay, yeah. See? Hadn't given Riff anything to be excited about for the last 15, 20 minutes, so...
Oh. I hadn't really been listening.
Oh.
If he had been, he would have been humming the Katamari.
Yeah.
Shadow Squared says, my wife just told me that she feels like she has to be quiet so the people on the radio can't hear us. She did catch on that it's a one-way deal. Momoka says, what is the most important part of an online game? Drinking.
Yeah, well, that's for making an online game.
That's a really interesting question, though, right? Because, like, we've been playing the alpha version, which is fun.
And also not supposed to be mentioned by name.
Oh, really?
Anywhere ever. Well, I wouldn't think.
But how can you get into it if you don't know what...
Yeah, you can't, and that's the point.
Okay, well, then it's fine. It's like free advertising. Pre-advertising.
Okay.
How did you hear about it if you're not allowed to mention it by name?
He sent us K-mail.
He sent us specific mail saying, please don't tell anyone about this.
I didn't get this K-mail.
Anyway.
Screw you guys for not telling me that.
Anyway.
Know? Anyway, don't forget you just heard anything. It's fun. It's a compliment, and it's secret. Whereas I don't think Nexus War is a fun game. You know?
Really?
I don't think it's fun. You know?
I mean, I stopped playing it, you know. I stopped playing it for a week, and that made me stop playing it for good.
But what is it about online games that sort of makes them fun or not, you know?
Good.
Yeah. To crush your enemies, to see them driven before you, says Mr. Mag. I don't know, you know. A combination of solid game mechanics and good content.
Good writing.
Is the theory.
Something that, I don't know, yeah, something that I don't mind spending a lot of time reading.
Momoka says, are trophies effective meat sinks, drawing people away from farming by making them eat Smurfs while drinking Thundercats and getting He-Men to drop? Weird. I don't know how effective... I honestly don't think the amount of meat that gets sunk in the trophy hut is significant in the overall at all. Have there been any updates since the 5th?
Well, I'm just...
There's a new update.
Yeah.
Ooh!
I feel bad now, though.
Oh, well, yeah. Anyway. Jetzor says, if you were a variable, which one would you be, and why? I would probably be the Snarfblat in the adventure script.
I like X. Good old standard.
let X equal X.
Let X equal Riff.
If all else fails, X equals 2.
Mm. For very small values of 2.
Yeah. Sigma,
well,
maybe.
Let's see if Merrick is ready.
Epsilon. Epsilon's nice.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you approach... You never quite get there, but you approach 0.
You know more math stuff than I do.
He went to MIT.
I'm sort of surrounded by it.
They make you bathe in it.
when we were at the Mystery Hunt, I was like, is there any place for me to take a shower? And everybody was like, hey, you can go up here to this room and get bathed in math. And I was like, I'm not sure that'll get me clean.
I was talking about...
make you feel very dirty.
When we go to Great Britain, I want to go to Cheddar to get some cheese. And one of my housemates said, are you going to go get some hot water from Bath?
Which was pretty funny. Dan Bob says, is there a story behind it being called Snarfblat anyways? Wow, this is really just on, like, zero delay on the 64K stream, apparently. No, the reason that it is something other than ADV, which is what it used to be, is because fucking Norton Internet Security, which has started shipping on, like, Dell and Sony computers pre-installed, anytime it finds a link that says ADV equals something in it, it assumes that it is an advertisement and makes it not work just because of some sort of ridiculous blanket generalization that they've made. So I needed a variable that was going to be something that definitely wouldn't trigger any ad blockers, and I'm pretty sure that nothing out there is actively protecting you from Snarfblats the way it's actively protecting you from ADVs. And that is why.
Did the word come from anywhere, or did you just make it up out of...
It was... okay, so the first job that I ever had, I washed dishes at a barbecue restaurant, and there were these little dishes that we put, like, coleslaw and, like, a side of barbecue sauce or a side of ranch or whatever in, that they called monkey dishes, right? And I didn't know what the real name of the monkey dish was, but the restaurant came under new ownership, and the guy started describing them as ramekins. And I said, okay, is ramekin actually what that thing is called? And he was like, no, I made it up just now. I was thinking about calling it Snarfblat, but I thought that ramekin had a better ring to it, because he was a smartass. He was also like a mathematician who just decided it was weird. He was like, he used to be a math professor, and he bought a restaurant. And then he just totally fucked over the previous owner by somehow breaking the contract midway through and making off with a lot of money somehow. But the previous owner was an asshole. But he had a tattoo of a lizard on his arm, and his name was Russ Duplain, which led me to write the fantastic internally rhyming rap verse. There was a blizzard on my farm that destroyed the grain. I've got a lizard on my arm like Russ Duplain. I'm gonna play a song and leave you guys in the capable hands of Merrick. And since Riff has had it stuck in his head all day, we're gonna have a little bit of John Linnell's South Carolina. All right, we'll see you kids on Monday.
Good night, everybody.
Crash my bicycle in a big South Carolina wreck. I crash my bicycle. Crash my bicycle.